Hey everyone, it's Liz from Media Dev, and today I'm going to record a podcast about how consistency in marketing is key to your success. Of course, when anyone wants to implement change in a company and do something differently, you have to replace old habits with new ones. It can be kind of like weight loss. And to be honest with you, if I'm doing this podcast today, it's because several years ago, I lost about 25 kilos and I've been able to keep that weight off because of consistency. And I think that sometimes in order to explain some of the most essential marketing tactics and aspects, it's easier to visualize it if you use a metaphor or a real life example to equate that to the idea. So obviously weight loss doesn't happen overnight. I had lots of ups and downs, and sometimes I felt like giving up. I had to make significant lifestyle changes to get the results that I wanted. I had to continuously work at it despite external pressures. I was sometimes led to believe that my efforts were having no impact whatsoever on my bigger picture. You know, when you weigh yourself every single day and you don't see the scale budge, it can be very disconcerting and can push most people to give up. But you know what? Despite all of it, I did it, which got me to thinking that my job in marketing is pretty similar in some ways to the experience that I had losing all that extra weight. So as a tribute to my personal struggle and to help those of you out there who need tips to give some spark to your marketing campaigns, or maybe you've made losing weight one of your New Year's resolutions, here are some few essential reasons why marketing is a lot like weight loss. So first of all, it's a journey. And I'm not talking about the buyer journey. I'm talking about how creating and executing a marketing strategy takes extensive planning, preparation, and thought. It takes motivation to continue doing what you're doing, even when you don't see immediate results. Knowing that you're in it for the long haul is what I mean when I say it's a journey. And it is exactly like weight loss. It means that you can't expect that just by making one change, you're going to suddenly have hundreds of inbound leads landing on your lap. I used to think that if I exercised, I could eat whatever I wanted to. Well, let me tell you that by doing that, I was certainly eating more calories than what I was burning while I was sweating my butt off exercising. For an entire year before I started logging everything I ate and all the calories that I was taking in, I didn't lose 1 gram despite, you know, working out 3 times a week. So if you don't take a holistic approach to losing weight by making better food choices and counting every calorie and including exercise as part of your routine, not much is going to happen. And the same is true for marketing. Having a campaign by campaign approach instead of an always on one means that you're not going to reap the benefits of continuity over time. When you work in silos, those results are contained within the silo, and it's not an overarching approach that can have impact across the span of a longer time frame. That's not to say that you won't have any impact. It's just not as much as the one that doesn't abruptly end because it's the end of the quarter. So having a support network in place to reach your goals is the second point, and it's really key because goal setting is so hard. Talking about them with other people is a big commitment, and it creates accountability when you tell someone that you want to lose weight or you want to stop drinking or whatever it is that you want to achieve. It means that you're going to feel like a loser if you don't stick with it. For a long time, I didn't want to tell my husband that I planned on dieting. And the reason was that I didn't want him on my back if I decided to deviate from my meal plan every now and again. In hindsight, I was giving myself a way out. I was allowing myself to give up without feeling bad about it. So really, I was unintentionally sabotaging my own commitment to my own program before I even started. And in marketing, it's rare that people seek out a support group, but creating one in order to align marketing and sales and to ensure that the organization as a whole supports your initiative is just as important. Having a meeting internally to talk about goals and to set concrete objectives that you are willing to work towards together will help ensure success. regular update meetings to monitor progress over time, evaluate KPIs, discuss the quality of the leads being generated, what has converted, what has not, and why is equivalent to daily weigh-ins. Making sure that you're part of a group that is working towards the same end goal will help you when the going gets rough. The next point is that slums happen. During my weight loss journey, I had a few plateaus. I was doing everything right, but the scale was not budging at all. In fact, there were even a couple of occasions where the scale was going up despite my eating only 1,200 calories a day and exercising regularly. And I can tell you there's nothing worse for your own morale than doing exactly what you're supposed to only to see the opposite results of what you desire. And the same is true for marketing. Even as in with weight loss, you need to push through those slumps in order to get past them. Just because you're doing everything according to the book doesn't mean that you are going to get the results you want each time. Marketing is a roller coaster ride, and sometimes slumps don't have precise explanations either. Some events work while others don't. Some email marketing efforts get great reactivity, others don't. So doing A/B testing can help determine why some initiatives are more successful than others, but understand that slumps are a natural part of the process. And, you know, that should take some of the pressure off a bit. You should be able to keep yourself on your toes to find alternative methods to test as well. So staying agile is another way to be able to stay on top of your game. While agile marketing is a buzz term nowadays, it's important to keep in mind that adaptability to situation changes in life is a must, whether that be in the marketing realm or your personal one. Dieters often fail because they can't adapt to changes in their environment. You're confronted with an exceptional circumstance, and instead of having one small portion of cake to celebrate a colleague's birthday and call it quits, they throw everything out the window and eat like a pig for the entire day because of one slump. So basically, it's like if you were to drop your phone on the ground, instead of just picking it up and trying to dust it off and make sure that it still works, it's like if you took it and you smashed the crap out of your phone just because you dropped it that one time. So obviously nobody would do that with their cell phone. So why do we do it when we're on a diet? And I've known a lot of marketers who stick to the same tactics year in and year out just because that's what they've always done. But because what they're doing, you know, not because what they're doing is the best method. So being able to adapt to changes in the market isn't easy. It takes monitoring, openness to feedback, and a willingness to try new things. But it's essential in order to stay on your toes as a marketer. So again, agile marketing, it's not just a buzzword. It also means being able to pivot, to adapt, to use that feedback, to try new things, to do something different, and not to get yourself overwhelmed or discouraged if things don't go exactly according to plan. So in conclusion for today, I just wanted to get you thinking, because whether you're a marketer or a dieter, it's important to keep in mind that results are not always immediate. Building a plan and sticking to it in order to reach your goals takes determination, willingness, and a heck lot of motivation. So being capable of adapting to your circumstances without losing sight of the bigger picture will help keep you stay on the right path to success. And of course, never give up. So I hope you enjoyed today's very quick podcast. And for more insights, experiences, articles, videos, infographics, and of course, more podcasts, check out our resource library at mediadev.com, and I'll see you soon for another episode. Thanks, everyone. Take care.